Shir Yudzain Baba Kama Beis Cheshvan Hitoshim Mem Beis, October 19, 1982, on Tuesday.
Number one, there will be an opening 2 weeks from this Friday. It's not a week from this Friday, but 2 weeks from this Friday. Now this Friday is Friday Parshat Neach, so 2 weeks it will be Parshat Vayera. So I'll try to give a very short shiur if you have needed. So the b'china should start at 10:30 to 12:30. So all the gemara that we covered so far in Baba Kama, and also there will be questions on the halacha shiur in the Shabbos, not on the Yom HaShoshana, I won't ask, but on the Shabbos that we're learning now. That's one thing. Another thing is, I'm very upset with the chaos and the irresponsible attitude by the boys in regard to the second Seder, in regard to the minyan. I mean, I'm not going to tolerate it. It's true that I myself didn't start in time, but I'm trying my best to start in time. But whether I start in time or not, you have to be here. And then, I don't want to do it now, but in the future I'll do it. Anyone who is not here with me, and if he's not excused, cannot come to the ship. I'm not going to do it now because you have to be warned about it, even though I mentioned it, but you think, since I didn't do it before, so that I don't mean it seriously, and I do mean it very seriously. It cannot be tolerated. I prefer not to say surely, rather than to have such an attitude coming. And everyone has to be here the second Seder. Everyone. And only he has to get an excuse from me. Without that, he will not be allowed to attend this year or the Slichah year. And I would appreciate that even those who already got excused, but sometimes I forget, they should tell it to me again. If they have a certain class in the morning, they should tell it to me again. Because I can't remember everything, so I'll lie down. Everyone who has an early class and he cannot come here, let's say at the minyan, even though I gave him issues, but he should tell it to me today in the afternoon. So I'll put it in writing, so I'll know. Otherwise, I don't know who is who. Now, we left off here on the Gemara. Now, those who are on the Slicha program, so they will get on the, in a few weeks there will be the Prine in Hilchas Nida, there will be questions on the Halacha Shiur in Hilchas Shabbos, like anybody else. One who is in Musnach also has to know it in Hilchas Shabbos. And they'll get a more thorough, exam. I mean, it will not be, on the same print as Yom HaSinai. You'll get a special print on Yom HaShabbos. Now, I'm mentioning it again. There are certain boys who are very careless. I don't want to use severe expressions, but I think it's much more than careless. It shows a great deal of irresponsibility. But in observing, in coming to the minyan, and they habitually they do that. They don't come to the second Seder, and if they come, they leave early. I'm not going to tolerate that. And if there is a special purpose, so then they have to talk to me. And even if I gave them permission, I already forgot. I know, I remember I gave some boys permission, but exactly what day, what hours, I don't remember. I'll have to write it down. So everyone has to mention to me today. Now, we started the Gemara of Tanya Rav Chiya. כל הנפחים עשרים ועבור, עשרים סיכים תשומקים תשומע בו חמישות, הגענו בגזו לידים ואין לזבר פאטר, וזה שם רע, ועמדמי, 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 ועמנס, ועמנס, ועמת לא עשרים, ועמת לא עשרים, הוא עשרים רב, this is where we left off. Now, I told you to go over the Gemara that in Yeshua and this Rashi, and also the Gemara in Abi Zohar, the Machlekes, whether there is a Machlekes or not, according to Rashi, there is a Machlekes between Rabbim and Rabbi, according to the Rosh, there is no Machlekes, and also the Machlekes between Tanikam and Shin Gamliel, whether Yaines of Shinofa Leveya. So Tanikam says that the whole Yain is Osir. And Rav Shin Gamliel says, "Yimoche, yimoche, chutz meyainesach shele." All right. Now, but before we're going to discuss this Rashi, which is a very difficult Rashi, so I just want now go over the thesis of the Yimzeim. Now, one of the Chobdalad Ovis Mizikim is Edim Zeim. Pirish Rivo. So let's go over the thesis. פירוש ריבו, דאפילו שירי מלפיה ימצאים לי חיות. ולישי אבי מומן כאשר זום אמורי כאשר עושו. די אפשר בחזור. Now there is a הלוכה of כאשר זום אמורי כאשר עושו. It is true that this expression of כאשר זום אמורי כאשר עושו is not found in the Gemara itself. Rashi mentions it constantly. Tesis mentions it. The Ravid mentions it. Most Rishayim mentions it. כאשר זום אמורי כאשר עושו. But this expression is not found in the Gemara. I mean, everybody thinks. I mean, it's a Loshna Gemara. It's not a Loshna Gemara. Rishayim mention. What does the Gemara say? The Gemara says, "Ho goin and rogi." In other words, if two Eidim come to Bez and they testify that Reuben killed Shimon, and then Bez was Gimadin, Reuben when he said, and Bez head of Eidim. Reuven executed, then after the execution of Reuven, so two other Eidim, Mazimim, come to Bezdin, and they say to the first Kateidim, how can you say that you saw that on Sunday morning at 10 o'clock, so Reuven killed in Yerushalayim? Shimon, when on Sunday morning at 10 o'clock, you were with us in Israel at 10 o'clock. So you couldn't have seen, even if Reuven did kill Shimon, but you couldn't have seen. You couldn't have seen. So then he doesn't. So the Eidim don't get missing. But when do the Eidim Hanizumim get missing? If it's Loiho, if he was only Nigma Dine, the two Eidim testify that he saw on let's say on Sunday, Rishchemish Macheshven, they saw that Reuven killed Shimon at 10 o'clock in Yerushalayim. And Bezdin was given a deed of Reuven and Mise, but the execution did not as yet take place, and the Eidim came before the execution. And they said, Imono Yise. So then, the two Eidim, the Nizumim, get Mise. Whole way and all. So then the Gemara says, isn't it a Kalvachemer? Isn't it a Kalvachemer? If lo yogu, I mean, when is the Avera greater? When it's all or all now? When it's all or so there was only an attempt to have Reuven executed. Only an attempt. But when Hogu, so the attempt was completely realized. So if the Torah is Mechayev, the Nizumi, the Eidim HaNizumi, Mise, for their Machshove, to have him executed, alas, kamo v'chamo, that they should be mechuyev mise, if the attempt was fully implemented. So that Gemara is kashe. So Gemara says, no, in ancient Nadi. How do we know that in ancient Nadi? In ancient Nadi doesn't seem to be logical in ancient Nadi. It's exactly a cause. Why? Because the Torah mentions him, the Torah mentions that Achisi Basoviv, so is Chayv Koretz. And Achisi Basimei is Chayv Koretz. Then the Torah mentions and reiterates that if somebody is Boal Achisi, that is a full sister, Basoviv Ubasimei, is also Chayv Koretz. Why does the Torah have to mention that? Ivach v'achin sibasoi v'israel. For achin sibasim v'israel, al haskamo v'chamo, achin saying that he's both basoi v'asime, certainly chayim. Why does the Torah have to mention it? To teach us, only because the Torah mentioned explicitly that he's chayim. Otherwise, we couldn't deduce that he's chayim. We couldn't deduce the chayim, because an ancient Navi. So here too, an ancient Navi. So, the Kippur says, now, so, but the Gemara doesn't mention the Gemara only mentions Hogu in the Rot. That's all. But who mentions Kashom Kashoso constantly? Rashi Makis mentioned it several times. And whenever this being is referred to, Rashi explains it on the basis of Kashom Zom and Bulu Kashos. Yes, what is
it? It's not a Gemara, but where did Rashi get it?
So you have the kasha, right? So I'm mentioning that you have the kasha. Where does Rashi get it from? Okay. But Rashi explains this thing of Hogi and Hogi that kasha zoma mulu kasha. And Teitzes right here. Pirush Rivon. So Teitzes says here that we gabi momei. So da aloche. Or, so even if the need nobody paid the need, two Aiden testified that Reuven borrowed from Shimon $1,000. They saw that on Sunday at 10 o'clock in Yerushalayim, let's say Shemesh Macheshven, so says Reuven borrowed $1,000 from Shimon, And then, suppose so Bezin was sitting in session, and Bezin was Mechayev proving to pay. Say Tenway, that's the Gmarbin by Mommy. Say Tenway. So Bezin was Mechayev proving to give Shimon $1,000. Then to Aiden came and said to the first Katayim, how can you say that? The Monoi is in Mitzrayim at that same moment, 10 o'clock. On Sunday, Rishchidish Maheshre, so you couldn't have seen it. So then, they have to pay to the need. They have to pay to the need the $1,000. That question arises, suppose the Eden come and say, Mono, he said, if the Bezin already collected from Reuven the $1,000, Bezin already left an attachment on Reuven's assets, and Bezin collected the $1,000. From Reuven and gave it to Shimon. Then the Eden came and said to the first Kateni, Eimono, he said. So, what's the aloha? So the reason Shite Tzorishaini, the Shin Kubetz is here, and Bobokami mentioned it, I think, in the name of Rabbi Yonoso. They say, Enoch Name, we say Kasher Zoma Bobo Kasher Oso, here too. So then, only the Eden Amazini will come to Bezin and say, Eimono, he said. After the Gmardin, after Bezin passed, told Reuven, say Tenley, but before Bezin collected $1,000 from Reuven. But if the Edim Amazim will say Mono Yisrael, after Bezin already collected $1,000 from Reuven and gave the Shimon, then the same aloche of Reuven and Rogin, Shilmu Eim Mishalmi, Rabbi Yonoson says that. But the Rivo and the Ri are both here. But different reasons. So the Rivo, according to Rabbi Yonoson, we say, Shilmu Eino Mishalmi, just as we say, Hogu Eino Rogi, Shilmu Eino Mishalmi. According to the Rivo and the Ri, even Shilmu is Mishalmi, even the Mazimim come after the Tashlumi, after Bezin collected the $1,000 from Reuven and gave it to Shimon. So it's still Bezin. So then, Bezin will tell the Eidim, the Hamizumi, that they should give the $1,000 to Reuven. Alright. Veidim Zeinimi, Pirush Rivo, Da Afilu Shilei, Al Piro Eidim Zeinimi, Chayovi, Lishaya Bimomi, Kasher Zoma, Moloi Kasher Oso, the Efshel Bachazor. So, the Rivo says, he's Chelikan Rabbi Yonoso. And the Rivo says, why do we say Afilu Shilmu Mishalmi? Because the whole reason as to why we say Hogin Rogin is because Kasher Zomam Kasher Oso, even though that expression is not found in the Gemara. So, but the Gemara said it. Kasher Zomam Kasher Oso. So, but by money it's never also, because it can always be retrieved. Misa cannot be retrieved. Once you execute a person, you cannot de-execute it. So, it cannot be retrieved. Masha'in kin money, so it can be retrieved. It can be retrieved. Now, so how is it mashma from this river? How is it mashma from this river that only Gabi Momen we don't apply the law of Kasher Zomam Kasher Oso? So Shilmo Mishalmi. But with Gabi Malkis, Loku is in a lake. Hilku is in a lake. If Besin already executed the Malkis and the Nidin, Tuayim came and said that Ruvain ate the Vele, and if they were mastering and as Mikabu Dasroy, so Besin was gave a being Ruvain with Malkis, ate the Vele, and Besin gave him the Malkis. Then two other Aiden came and said, Mono, he said. So according to the Rebbe, so it appears that they won't get the Eidei Shabbatim. Now, even when we got to Malkis, there is a machlokes between the Rambam and the Raivet. The Rambam shita is that we say Hogin and Rogi, but with Gabi Malkis, Hilku is still there. So there is a Rebbe. There is a Rebbe. But from the Rebbe, it definitely appears that by Malkis we apply the aloche of Kasher Zomam Kasher Oso. But by mommy not. Why? Not that the aloha is not shaya. The aloha is shaya. But b'mitzias, at the practical level, it's never also. Because why is it also? He doesn't collect it. He can give, Shimon can give back the money. It can be retrieved. It's always Eshem Chazor. So that means that according to Rivo, on a theoretical level, the aloha of Kasher Zomam Kasher Oso does apply. But on a practical level, it is never also. It's always Zoma, not also. The Ri agrees with the Rivo that even Shilmu is Mishalmi. But Rabbi Tanya, according to Rivo, so Shilmu is Mishalmi because it says Efshal Chazore. So it's not also. It's Zoma. According to the Ri before Ezri Tzor, by Tanya, the Gabi Momin, the Chayim Bin Olay, the Kal Vachemer, the Gabi Momin, the Ishim Bin Adin, because the Gimor has the Kash, why Hov Bin Arogi, the Kal Vachemer, Lo Yov Bin Arogi, Hov Bin Kolshkin, Elo in Ishim Bin Adin. So in Ishim Bin Adin, we apply the Gabi Mise, but not the Gabi Momin. V'hod Avrinom Bin Makis Hov Bin Arogi, Hayim Shim Bin Hosom in Ishim Bin Adin. So according to the Ri, even on the theoretical level, the aloche of Kasher Zomam Kasher Oso does not apply. According to the Ri, on the theoretical level, it does apply. But in Tzias, it's never also. But suppose we'll visualize a case, maybe there is a case, where it is also, Senechaname. So then there won't be it in Azam. But according to the Ri, even if we'll visualize a case, where it is also mamish, so then he still has. Now, the Rambam passes that by Malkis, even if Bezin executed the Malkis, so he still Eidim Zimim Kam and Amazim, so the Eidim Hamizumi get the Inish of Malkis. So the Rambam is massive. So there is a Rambam. This Rambam is very, very abstract, and it is repeated by many in the Torah and not collected. Saying because it is repeated by many in the Torah, I mean, not only by the Torah of Ope, but by even by some Chabrim. They mention the name of Reb Chaim, something that Reb Chaim never meant and never said. It's attributed to Reb Chaim, so he says, Reb Chaim says, that Malkis, we don't say Kasher Zomam Kasher Oso, because Malkis, if he was not Chayav, if they are missing, so that means it wasn't true. He never ate the Vele. He's not Chayav Malkis. So it was Stam Yishlov. So why shouldn't we say Gabi Mise also? It's Stam Yahad. I mean, why Davke with Gabi Schmitz? It's Stam Schmitz. So with Gabi Mise also, it's Stam Yahad. Reb Chaim doesn't say that. Reb Chaim says something else. Reb Chaim says, I mean, it's a gun. What is it? Greek name? Right. So it's a pele that Reb Chaim has been so misunderstood. Even by one, so misunderstood. But Reb Chaim says something else. Reb Chaim says, the halacha by Malchus is that the Malchus has to be executed, has to take place between Bez, and Smuchim. Misa, there is no halacha that the Misa has to take place between Bez. Bez has to become a din. The Sanhedrin has to become a din. But the Sanhedrin, the Sanhedrin was the distance from the Bez, from the Sanhedrin house. So basically the Sanhedrin was not standing when the skiller was realized, skiller said the hell in the Hamid. So the basin had no shaykhes to the etzem execution. The etzem execution was done by the Eidim. Yeah, the Eidim Tiro Marishino, and let's say the Misa of Ritzeach, so the etzem execution was done by the Giladah. But it wasn't the Maise Bez. The etzem execution was not a Maise Bez. Besten didn't have to be present. Mashiach came by Malchus. So Besten had to be present and observe the Malchus. And suppose, let's say, somebody was Nigma Dinah with Malchus. And then the Shia Besten will give the Malchus. When Besten is not present, then he'll be either Eliezer. So the Shia Besten will be Eliezer. It doesn't have a Halish in the Malchus. So it's a Halacha that it has to be done by Besten. The Etzem Malchus is Maise Besten. In Mise, so the Etzel Mise, the execution is not the Maise Bez. It's not the Maise Bez. On the contrary, if Bez itself will be willing to execute, then you're not allowed. You're very easy to hear Mashiach. So, but Mashiach is a Malchus, so the Etzel Malchus has to be realized by the Bez. Now let's see the Rosh Naramba. Zaynu the Sanhedrin, Halacha Ches. Kishen. I mean, Perk the Zion Halochale, the shame Shenitzol Homis is Amkuya Mise, Kachmis is Essel Halkes, as Amkuya Malkis, Shenema Vipilia Hashem Fate, the Ekoli Fono, the Ekoli Fono. So the Torah says it explicitly, the Ekoli Fono. And the Aloche is Vinikle Ochichol Inecho, and there is Aloche. Suppose the Chazan, the Shia Bezdin, So he puts him down from office, and then after he was put down from office, so he escapes. So we don't have to give him any malchus. So the Inish does not consist just in the malchus. Before whom? Before Buzinai, Buzinai. So that's the alloy. So then the Rambam says. Halachi Yudale. Hagodol Shevdayonim Keire calls man Shezeleike in Mishis Melazis. He says, Vashemi Shevdayonim Meine, Vashli Sheim Lechazen Hakei. Lechazen Hakei. So in other words, so the etzel execution of Malkes is in my Sebesti. And the union of Malkes does not consist of the Malkes. Even if Borach. So he's also Potter. Because Kibni Shemilko, so the male Malkes is considered to have been fulfilled. So Chaim says, when is a child to say, when is best distinguished from any other Jews? If the person is Chayim, so then they have a Chalice, they have jurisdiction. So then Bezdin has jurisdiction. But if they were Nizeh, so that means that he's not even Chayim Malkes. If he's not Chayim Malkes, so Bezdin has no jurisdiction over that person. So what kind of a new Kochiro in Echo is it? It's not a new, it's not Bezdin. Bezdin means if the Bezdin has jurisdiction over the new king, then it's Bezdin. But if he isn't Chayim Malkes, if the whole thing is Sheker, that is not Chayim Malkes, so Bezdin has no jurisdiction over this person. If Bezdin has no jurisdiction over that person, why is the Bifnei Bezdin different than Bifnei three Jews from the street? Let's say, suppose the Malkes will take place. He'll call in the three Jews, and they'll give the Malkes, the Chazan of the Bezdin. The Shri Abbasin will give Malkes. So it's not Malkes, it's not Bifnei Bezdin. And if it is Bifnei Bezdin, but if he wasn't Chayim Malkes, so Bezdin has no jurisdiction, does not have any more jurisdiction over that person than any other Jew in the street. So the name, it's not Bifnei Bezdin. It's not Bifnei Bezdin. So it's never Kajosa. This is what Rambam says. Not the way it's repeated in the Shilas. It's Stam Shmit, Stam Yahal, Stam Shlom. No, there is no such thing. So it's Stam Yahal yet, you know. But, because the whole Aloha of Malkes, is because of Bifnei Bezdin, Bifnei Kochicho Inecho. So must have jurisdiction. If he's not Chayim Malkes, Bezdin has no jurisdiction over him. So Bezdin is like any other three Jews. No difference. So it's never catch on. Alright. So, now, as a matter of fact, the Rav Amir mentions the Shittas Rambam. The Rav Amir in Makis. And he makes another text, a very good text. A very good text. So he says, the reason is why the Rambam says that by Malkes, even if local, even if Hilku is leaking, because the Gemara says in Mishneh Dafei Yom Beis. The Mishneh Dafei Yom Beis. In Makkah says as follows. Eile Gizemim Nerogin Ashi Yigom Aradim. Shari Adzukim Eimri Machi Yorim. Shenema, you see the Tzukim. So they said just the reverse of what the Aloha is. They said the din of the Torah Shabbat Pei is that only the Yizemim come after the Gmardim. Suppose the Yizemim come before Bezlis Gimadim, while Bezlis still had the Masomat, as to whether it's Chayim Misa or not, then they're not Chayim Misa. But only the Yizemim, if the Mazim come after the Nidin was Nidmardim and Misa. But if they come later than that, after the execution, so again there is no problem. The Stukim said there is an Yishvah something that came before. But if not, all go not. So the Mishnah says, "Ele yizayim nerogim achi yigom aradim, shari yatzukim eimri achi yore, shenemar nefesh tachas nefesh. Omu lechachomi, vor nemar vasiso lekatazom avlatsis lochi, vari ochit kayom." Says, "Vas, how can you say that the pshat in the posik, the pshat in the posik is that he should get the English azom? Only if the mazim come after the execution, but the Torah says, Vasisem lekasher zomam laasis lochit. So that means that the ochit still exists. And if the halacha is to take place when the ochit is executed, so it's not ochit, he doesn't live anymore. So vari ochit kayo. So the Miri says, that's the reason why the Rambam distinguishes between Mis and Malkes, because the Chachomim said to the Tzukim that from the Posik it's Machma, that the Posik refers to a case where the Ochid is Kayim. So the Meiri, could the Posik could not have reference to a case where Pogu, because then the Ochid is not Kayim, that is Shayach and Gabi Mise. So if the execution took place already, so the Ochid is not Kayim, but Gabi Malkes, even if the execution of Malkes took place, he's still Kayim, he's alive. He just got Malkes. So this seems to be a Balabatish Teretz. But the Teretz, while it's Balabatish, it's very good. And that is given, and that is mentioned by the Rav Amir. By the Rav Amir. So, in other words, so from the Rav Amir it appears, from the Rav Amir it appears that there is no such aloche of Kashazom of the Kashmos. There is no such aloche. On the contrary, there is just aloche. There is just aloche of Hogin and Rogin. And why is Hogin and Rogin? Because we see from the Rosh Hashanah that when the Torah says Kasher Zomam, so then the Torah has reference to the case where the Zomam was not as yet implemented. Because if the Torah had reference to a case where the Zomam was already realized, implemented, so then how can the Torah say Lazis Lochi? So he's not even Kayom though. He's dead. Dog. Alright. But all the other shame it appears as a double portion. That there is a loche of Kasher Zomam with Kashos. So the question arises. Where did he get it from? Where did he get it from? And contrary, the Gemore says, the Gemara in Makkah says, why do we say, the Gemara in Makkah is that, hey, you make base, Tone, the Rebbe in there, lo yom in a rogi, ho ben a rogi, o ma rogi, bni rat kal vachimeru, o ma rei, o ima yitone rabbeinu, shenei chin nabi, di tanye, es yashel nikak zachish basovi, ve basime, eile al basovi, shaloi basime, u basime, shaloi basovi, basime, u basovi, finayi, tal nuleim, aga vachim sikilo, ati vileim, aga yishlu bidi, im ona shal basovi, shaloi basime, u basime, shaloi basovi, basovi, basime, rikonshin, holomavito, shenei chin nabi. So on the contrary, if there is a Zerasakos, it's only Shem Meish, not only Shem. The Mili is the one who does not mention. He's the one Rishon who does not mention Kashodom Kashoros, but Rashi Tesis, the Rashbo, the Rambam, the Raivet. The Rambam doesn't mention it explicitly in there, but even though it's much more than Rosh Rambam. that there is a halachic of kashas over kashas. But all these, she didn't mention it. The Gemara doesn't mention the word. All right, so that doesn't present any kashas. So the Gemara does not mention it. So that's a chat in the Gemara. But it appears from the Gemara, on the surface, it appears that it's not on the basis of a special kashas. Because if there is a special zazakosov, kashazom amle kashavoso, so why does he say to the Ovi, b'ni lab omar Ovi, why did he say to his son, lab kawachendo? But it's a zazakosov. How can you deduce a kawachendo against the zazakosov? So that's very difficult. But still, all the Rishayim say, kashazom amle kashavoso, and double portion. So what's it now? Now, so it seems, that there are two halachas. One is, in other words, there is a halacha, the Gemara says, the father of the Rebbe was a Tanna. So he asked the Rebbe, he says, Lav Kalachim, Umahu Yohu Nerogim, Hohu Kosh, and on the basis of the Kalachim. So he said, in ancient Latin, suppose if we would say ancient Latin, so then they would get this. On the basis of what? On the basis of us. Because if the halacha had been ancient Latin, so then we would deduce a halacha. If the Zoma, the mere contrivance and planning to have the Nidin executed, is Mechayev Mise, Alachas Kama Mechama, that the implementation and the realization of that contrivance, of that conspiracy, certainly is Mechayev Mise. So if the Aloha had been ancient Nadim, then he would be Mechayev Mise for the Oso, not for the Zoma. So this is what the father of Rebbe, Be'Rebbe, the father of Be'Rebbe, Esk Be'Rebbe, we say, Hogan and Ogi. Why? He's not Chayav Mise for the implementation of the Zohar, for the realization of the Zohar. But we should use it our Chayav. If the Torah was Chayav Mise for the Avere of contriving to have him executed, and the Avere of implementing and realizing that contrivance, that conspiracy, that plan is much more severe than the mere contrivance. So, after all, I mean, Chosha Vasa is Vabere is also an Avere, but any day, Chosha, just to contrive and to plan to do an Avere, and the actual implementation and realization of the contrivance, of the plan, of the conspiracy. So if the halacha had been ancient Nadim, then the Oso, he would be Mechuyev Mise for the Oso. So because of the ancient Nadim, so we say, only the Zoma is Mechayev Mise, but the Oso is not Mechayev Mise. But the Zoma, the Oso, is much bigger Avere than the Zoma. This is the Zakoso, an ancient Ladin. Even though it's bigger, the Avere is more severe, more serious. There's also, but the Oso is not the Chayav Mise. Only the Zoma. You can say, as the Smak says, I mean, not that the Dina Torah don't require any explanation, but the Smak mentions in regard to this, in regard to something else, in regard to Magad Mila Melech. So why? Because there is a meaning of God El Avein in Sein. The Smak says that in regard to this, just this is just rationalizing, giving time out here. But there's exactly what God El Avein in Sein. Mavir Mil HaMelech is Chayiv Stilei. But if he's Mavir all the children, he's not Chayiv Stilei. Can anyone say that if he's Mavir one son, LaMelech, so the Avein is greater than these, he sacrifices 10 sons? To the Melech, still there is exosakosu. Mixazari, Mizari, Lui Kolzari. So the Smag explains it. Just, you know, he explains the time. Because there is a meaning of God Lavin to say. So here too, some Shem mentioned the same time for the exosakosu. That the, even though the also represents a much bigger Abeira than the Zoma, but in Inchim Nadi, so Mimele, he's not Hayav Mise for the also, only for the Zoma. Because if it's also, it's already going to have a Mise. He cannot even have a Kapore to the Mise. He's going to have a Mise. Whatever. That's not none of our concern. I mean, but so there's Gzeres HaKosher that only the Zoma is Mechayev Mise. The also is not Mechayev Mise. But then, that's because of an Inchim Nadi. And did the Aruch have been Inchim Nadi, then he would be Mechayev Mise for the also. But then there's another question. And that's why the Rishonim had to establish another Aruch. True, in Inchim Nadi, so the also is not Mechayev Mise, but it's Mechayev Mise for the Zoma. Is the Zomam wiped out as a result of its being implemented? Let it be Mechuyev Mise for the Zomam. Because of an Inchim Nadi, it cannot be Mechuyev Mise for the Oso. Alright, so it's not Mechuyev Mise for the Oso. But let it be Mechuyev Mise for the Zomam. The Zomam is not wiped out just because it is also. It is also. So they mention there is another Gzeres HaKosher. Kasher Zomam veloy Kasher Oso. So that Gzeres HaKosher. So then you can ask, what if Shachit there is a Gzeres HaKosher of Kasher Zomam Kasher Oso? So why do we have to resort to a Inchim Nadi? There is a Gzeres HaKosher Kasher Zomam Kasher Oso. No, there are two halachos. Because there are two questions. One question is, let us deduce a Kalvachomer that the Eidim should be Mechuyev Mise for the Oso. The Oso per se should be Mechuyev Mise. So then we say in Inchim Nadi, two, that it also represents a much more serious crime than the Zoma. Much more, by far. But in Inchim Nadi, so only the Zoma is Mechayev Mise. Oh, but the also is not Mechayev Mise. But then another question arises, alright, so the also is not Mechayev, but the Zoma is Mechayev, just because he is both Zoma and also, does that wipe out the Zoma, yet the Chomos Ayim on it. So he is guilty, the two Eidim are guilty of Zoma and of Oso. So he's not Chayev Mise for the Oso, because in Inchim Nadi. But why did he Chayev Mise for the Zoma? Since when? Because of the Inchim Nadi. So the Zoma is wiped out. The Zoma is wiped out. Regabi Achim say it's different. I know, I mean, what you can ask. So how about Achimise? The answer is no. It's a different elbow, it's a different woman. Achimise Basomi is Achimise Basomi. Achimise Basime is Achimise Basime. And Achimise who is Basomi Vubasime is not Achimise Basomi. Because she is Achimise Basomi Vubasime. Mashenkin here. The Zomam takes place first in the sequence of time. If the Zoma and the Oso would take place simultaneously, so then you could say the same svara that we say with Gabi Achisi. Achisi Basomi is Achisi Basomi. Achisi Basimi is Achisi Basimi. Achisi Basomi Basime is neither Achisi Basomi nor Achisi Basime. She's Achisi Basomi Basime. She's a different. Hayomim, also, because we passed like the Mandoma that is even Mosik. So it's an English. If it's an English, so then the Rivoshite is, so it's based, if it's an English, so it's based upon the Maisavere. So if it's based upon the Maisavere, so Mimele, we can apply the Aloha of an ancient Navi. Of an ancient Navi. But if we say it's Mome, maybe the Rivoh will be made it. That according to Mandoma, that it is Zenimim is Mome, so it doesn't have, even have to be based upon the Maisavere. If it's not based upon the Maisavere, so then it's not an English, so we don't apply. It's very likely that the Rivoh would be made it, that according to Mandoma, that it is Zenimim is not Knas. But it's Mome, if it's Mome, so it doesn't have to be based upon the Maisavere, so it's not a penalty. It's not a punishment. It's Mome. So some male people would agree that we don't say in Ishmael in one of the people. Alibdemis, we pass like Habakibe, that Eidim Zinim is Knose, so it's an Eidish. So even though it's a monetary penalty, it's not a bodily penalty, like Misa, like Malkes, a monetary penalty, so still we apply the law of an Ishmael. That's what the people says. But, in other words, there are two possible Mechayim in the Eidish of the Eidish. That Nizumim have to get. One possible Mechayev is the Zomam. And even if it's executed, so what? The Zomam is not wiped out as a result of being coupled and escalated by the Osam. So that's one possible Mechayev. The other Mechayev is on the basis of Kalachimera. Maybe the Osam per se should be Mechayev. So it seems that the Rivoh says, now both the Rivoh and the Ri, they both agree that there are two possible Mechayim. We always have to consider of two possible Mechayim. One is the Mechayim of the Zomam per se, and the other is the Mechayim of Oso on the basis of Kal Chayim. So the Rivoh sheet is that in view of the fact that it is in is Knas, so it's based upon my Savere, so it is an English. If it's an English, so we should apply the aloche of an ancient Ladin. If we apply some mele, the Mechayev of Oso doesn't apply because of an ancient Ladin. But there is another possible Mechayev, the Zomam. Just because an ancient Ladin doesn't mean that the Zomam is wiped out. Because of an ancient Adin, we cannot be mechayev them on the score of the Oso per se, but we should still be able to be mechayev them on the score of the Zomam. Zomam per se, but the Zomam is executed. So he's executed. So, but there's another Zakosu Kashazom like Kashoso. He's not chayev for the Zomam if the Zomam. If the Zomam is executed, he's absolutely executed. So the Rivoh says, that is Zakosu only says, that we is not higher for the Zomam if the Zomam is completely, absolutely executed and it's not possible to retrieve it. But if it is executed but it's still possible to retrieve it, so it's not absolutely executed. So the Meir Zakos of Kasher Zomam or Kasher Oso doesn't apply. It only applies if it's absolutely without the possibility of retrieving it. Absolutely, irretrievably executed. But if it is not irretrievably executed, so then he is chayav for the Zomam. So according to the Rivoh, he is chayav for the Zomam. Now what's the sheet of Rabbi Nosson? The sheet of Rabbi Nosson is number one. He agrees with the Rivoh that we apply the aloha for an ancient Adin regarding Mome, as long as the Mome is based upon the Maisa Averet. As long as the moment is based upon a mere, but where is the Rivoh holds that the Zerzakosu of Kasher Zomam or Kasher Oso only implies that if the Zomam is irretrievably executed, then it's not Mechayim to finish. But if it is executed retrievably, not irretrievably, then he can still be Mechuyev for the Zomam. So the Rabbi Yosef Shite is that regardless whether it's irretrievably executed, or even retrievably executed, as long as it is executed in any way, even though it's retrievable, so he cannot be mechuyev for the Zomam. That's the sheet of Rabbi Nosson. And the revolves? No. The Xerzakosu of Kashazomu Likashu also only implies that in a case where it's irretrievably executed, so then the Zomam is not Mechayim. But if it's not irretrievably executed, if it's Efshav Chazor, it's retrievable, so then he's still Chayim for the Zomam. And then the Rimi Foresh, it's all a light time. So, in other words, so it's mashma from the Fashtus Haloshen that the Rebbe agrees with the Lomdes, the Rebbe. But where is the Rebbe? The Rebbe holds only because of Efshav Hazore. That's why we still get the image of Hazore. But if not for Efshav Hazore, not. So he says, no. So, Fashtus Haloshen of the Rebbe is that by Momin, by examining, for two reasons they have to pay. For two reasons they have to pay. One is because of the Zomah, because the Xerzakosu, so it's possible that the contrary. They have to pay the moment to the Nidin for two reasons. First of all, because of the Zomah, and because he said the lotion of the Ri is the Litzorich Leitain. So he doesn't say Efshav, there is no such Svore as Efshav Chazor, and we don't have to resort to it. So that means Enoch Nami, if we had to resort to it, so he will chayev on the score of the Zomam. But then he says there's another reason as to why he's mechuyev. He can be mechuyev on the score of the Oso. Because in regard to Mamim, so he deduced the Kalachayimah. So there are two reasons as to why he's mechuyev. But in case of an examinee of Hogu, of Oso, so we have to consider two questions. One is the possible mechayev of the Zomam, so you cannot say Nesh Madi, but the Zomam is not wiped out just because of Nesh Madi. So, because of the Zerzakos Kashazom and Kashoros. But then, too, there is a Zerzakos Kashazom and Kashoros. So, he cannot be Mechuyev on the score of the Zomam, if the Zomam is already executed. But let it be Mechuyev on the score of the Oso itself. So, that's because of Nesh Madi. So, we got the Momay, so the Rivoshite. The Rivoshite is that the Daloch of Mishnavi does apply to Mamzer. So Mele, he's not Mechuyev on the score of the Oso, because in Mishnavi, what is Mechuyev on the score of the Zomah. But on the score of the Zomah, there is Daloch, Kashazomah and Kashoroso. The answer is, only when it's absolutely irretrievably also. But if it's retrievable, then the Xerzakosu of the Kashoroso doesn't apply. So it's Mechuyev on the score of the Zomah. So according to the Rebbe, he's Mechuyev on the score of the Zomah. According to the Ri, he's Mechuyev on the score of the Oso. Alright. Right now, the Rashi. Now we're coming to the Rashi. Mitamei truma, midamei truma bechum. Nasach yayin la v'lizor. Meseches gittin miforeh shamayu v'kom yedid rabli. Mitamei midamei menasach v'ksive behedi. V'afil oche ha'v'oveh shebechol nezeke. V'nezek momin ksive v'teira. Ma'ke nefesh behemo yishalmenu. Nasach hayayin. This is the Rashi. ומנסך הסייעים רקל עם אימא של ישחי ביהי נסך שזור רק בי ולא יקום מחסרי ולא ימידה דומז בלי בר מיהי נסך שבי. So what does Rashi say? That נסך means ממש מנסך. He was נסך רב נזור. But it couldn't mean, that Miyarehi, let's say, that he poured in, he had a bottle of Yain Eser with him. And then he had the chovies of Yain Kosher, Yain Heter. So we couldn't say that Minasech means he poured from the bottle of Yain Eser a little bit of Yain Eser into the chovies of Yain Heter. Because in such a case he wouldn't even be chayv of anything. Why wouldn't he be chayv? That he was zeirik the Yain Eser into the Yain Heter. So there is a Pnei Yeshua. There's a Mashor, there's a Pnei Yeshua. But it's better that, I mean, you should have gone over the Gemara in Gittin. But I just want to run over the Gemara in Gittin in case someone did not look up the Gemara. The Mishnah Namzok in Daf Mevei on the Bay says, "Hamitamei Amidamei Ram Nes Na Nasich B'Sheiik Pota B'Meizit Chay." Now, Mitamei Amidamei Minasich is a Hezek Shenimikia. Is Hezek Shenimikia. So the Mishnah says that by Hezek Shenimikia, so B'Sheiik is Pota and the Meizit is Chay. But there is a machlokes between Rabbi Yechon and Cheski. The Cheski. So, as to whether Hezek Shenimikia is Chayiv Midraise or Hezek Shenimikia is Potter Midraise. Rabbi Yochanan says that Midraise Hezek Shenimikia is Potter in the Mezit. That's what Rabbi Yochanan says. Dvar Teiro Echot Shenimik Veachot Mezit Potter. My time Hezek Shenimikia lo ishne Hezek. Uma tamon gul Mezit Chayiv. Shalik Lechot Veachot Educh Mutamit Areisof Shal Chavei Reveim HaPotter Amin. So Memele, the Chachomim only comes in, the Mezit, not the Shem. That's Rabbi Yechon. The Rambam passes like Rabbi Yechon. Cheski says just the reverse. Dvar teire echot shein vechot Mezit chayet. My time ezek shein mikar shmei ezek. Mitame midame naseich. So we see there is no ezek. There is a ezek because of the din. Because it becomes also. But we see there is no physical damage. There is a legal damage. Not a physical damage. So the Mele, according to Rabbi Yechanan, so in order that Mazik should be chayev b'din yodom, so there has to be a physical damage in tzias. But so he made it this part b'din yodom. But Chachom lo misakein as a knas that made it should be chayev. Cheski says just the reverse. Dvar teirach cheirach made it chayev. My time is ki nikash meyesek. Mata amon kub sheik poter kidei shiigie. Alright, so now the Mishnah says Amitami Ramdami Manasir Vishiki Potter Mizit Chai. Itma, Minasich, what does Minasich mean? Rabo ma Minasich Mamesh, Ushmuel Oma Miarei, Mando Ma Miarei, Shmuel, my Tamil Oma Minasich. Why does he have to apply it to a case of Miarei? Let him apply it to a case of Minasich Mamesh. Oma Loch, Shmuel say, Minasich Komim Ramdami. If he's Minasech Mamesh, he's Chayim Nisi for Nisu. That's how it is already. So the Mele, he's Potter of Tashlumi because of Kommen der Rabbi. V'yidoch, so how does Rab apply it to Minasech Mamesh? But if it's Minasech Mamesh, he's Chayim Nisi. And even if he didn't do it, he made it Basroye. But there is the Aroch of Tonin Yocheskiye, the Chayim Nisi Sheyidim, are also Potter of Tashlumi. V'yidoch, kid Rabbi Yomi. Yom Rabbi Yomi, Mishasak Bo Yehudi Kone, Mishchai Binafshi Lehavah Chas Nisu. So the reason is why Rabbi Shmuel can apply the Mishnah to Mi'arei, to Minas, the reason is why Rab can apply the Mishnah to Minasach Mamesh, and we don't apply the Aloha from the Ramnei, because Kom Ramnei is only Shayach when it's simultaneous. When the Chiyuv Miseh or the Avere for which we made it, there is a Chiyuv Miseh, is simultaneous with the Chiyuv Mamesh. But here, the Chiyuv Mamesh is the moment he picks it up. And And Chiyuv Nisei is a moment later, Bishas Niso, not when he picks it up. Not when he picks it up. So it's not the evening in the Aloche, in the din of Kom de Rabnei. So we only say it, we only apply it if it's simultaneous. If the Maisavere for which he can be Mechuyev Nisei is simultaneous with the Chiyuv Mantu. Simultaneous with the Chiyuv Mantu. Masheki Nia, it's not simultaneous. Alright. My time alone, why couldn't Rav apply the Mishnah to Mahari? Alright, so Rav holds that even Menasech is also high. But why couldn't the Mishnah have reference to the case of Mahari? Oh, my Lord, Mahari, why are we done? Because why should a Mishnah even Mahari is also high? But if it's Mahari, so it's like Midami, what does Midami mean? He mixes Chum with Trum. So the male, a Zar cannot eat them. It has to be sold only to Kehani. So the male, the price is lower. Lower because only Kehani can buy it. So Miami, Yai Nesach, with Yai Neter, is analogous to Midami, except that Midami is Truma Bechum, and here it's Yai Nesach, Yai Noser with Yai Neter. But it's the same thing. So Vidor, and Shmuel who says Miari, so why does the Mishnah mention Miari except Minasir separately and Midami separately? Knoseu or Miknoseu Yalpino. Because since it's a Knas, so Mimele Miknoseu Yalpino. Alright, that's the Gemori. Now, let's see. Here Rashi says, Uminasir has a Yain like a Lemema. She is Rebia in Esach Shezoa, they would come a Hasser Lemide. So Mele Minasir, who are three nations. Minasir, he doesn't mean the Ari, but he means Minasir Mam. Why? Because if you mean the Ari, what kind of a magic is it? So the question arises. But Shmuel, in respect to the Mishnah, says explicitly, the Mishnah in Gittin says, Amitamei, Vamidamei, Vaminaseich, Bimezit, Chayomim, Sheikhtoi. So Shmuel says, what does Minasir mean the Ari? So how can Rashi say that here Rav Chiya couldn't mean Mi'arei? Because Mi'arei, so there is a minimum damage. He can sell the whole thing and just deduct the worth of that little bit of Yai Neser. So that's of minimum value. So how does Shmuel apply the Mishnah of Amitamei Vamidamei Vaminaseich B'meizit Chayovim to the case of Mi'arei? But Mi'arei, there is only a minimum damage. Still Shmuel applied this. What is it? Rashi is machriya between Rav and Shmuel. It's very strange. There's the kashi. Now let's see what the Pnei Yeshua says. Pirish Varsho, Vim Kein Shu Hef said Mu'ed, Hayu Midam. Aber mit kaum okay mal da in akusche in kein mehr ist die hiben die pflege schon rab und schmuel und schmuel sie werden behet die nase durch heinabe wo ich hoch mit kusche da in dame wie kein mal mehr rasche war hat nicht mit klubte und nicht das wir da in die mich mal sehr schlecht ach mein schon die suche ihre schedule rasche kein war mit die hosam und schmuel am nasis mit nase und mit dame und mit dame wie schedig turin wie mäßig kajot. Und vor Shmuel, Minase Haimu Nahari, Beakshale, Haimu Damei, und Mishame, Knose, zu Gimor Esikashe gen Shmuel. Gimor Esikashe gen Shmuel. So, why does the Mishne mention Midami separately, and Minase, which according to Shmuel is Miarei? So it's analogous to Midami separately, so separately. Und vor Shmuel, Minase Haimu Nahari. Actually, Hanan Midame, Mushane Knose and Knose Loyalfino. Upirsha Rashi Shom, Knas Mishin Hezek Shemika Lashmez. Why is it Knas? Because Shmuel holds, like Rabbi Yechanan, that Hezek Shemika is Loyalfino. So, Midrai say, it may be his father. But the reason is why it is high because of the Knas. Since it's on the basis of Knas the Rabbanon, so the Mele, he has to mention either Knas. So estimation is not. הוא פיר שרשי שם נכנס משום להדק שניקה משום להדק עד כאן ואילו הידים רבי יחנן שאום מה שאום דברתים ואפילו מייזק תראה להדק שניקה משום להדק אלא מדעבון החיום במזק במייזק וחזקי הפורק שם עלי רבי יחנן ואומר עד הרבי דברתים ואפילו שניק חיום להדק שניקה שמי יזק ואם כן כאן מוכח ודרפחי הסביר לי כחזקי סודר וואי ושערי תונה רפחי לשם מובייס ומי לדרבון הוא משייך לקריס נובייס אלא ודאי לסביר להתייחס כיה דהזק שאיניקה שני יזק אם כן הבדינה ולא יקנוסה ואם כן מוכח שפיר דנסה חלב היין מרי ואם כן כי שאפסת מיד היין מדמי ויתרתי לא מולי ולא מולי. So in other words, so he says, true, that Shmuel himself says that Minasich Mizmeare. So then if Minasich Mizmeare, so the question arises, why is Midami listed separately and Minasich separately? It's high and a half. You cannot, because after all, you can do damage in a thousand different ways. So because of that, you will count them as a thousand maziki. You can be married. Yain Esach with Yain Hetar, you can be married. Trumo is Chum, you can be married. Chilev with Shumen, you can be married. Chometz with non-chometz. I mean, it's an infinite number of things you can think of. So why should you count them as separate maziki? So why does Gemara say, according to Shmuel, that Minasech means the Mishnah in Anzokim means Meare? So why is Midame mentioned separately and Minasech separately? Because since it's Knose, so Knose we could say maybe Midame is Chayev, the Chachomim did counsel, but Meare not. Why should we say that? Well, that itself has to be explained. But the Gemara says, we couldn't equate one class with the other. So in other words, one could raise an argument that as to why Midami should be Chayev and Miyari Yai Nesachna. Well, that itself has to be explained. But Mashiachim, if we say that Hezek Shemika Shmeyezek is Chayev and Raisek, then there couldn't be any possible argument to distinguish Midami from Minas from Miyari or Miyari from Midami. So now, Repriye, so it's all right. The Kashi was against Rashi. Since Shmuel, in explaining the Mishnah Zoch, does say that Minasech means Miyari, so why couldn't Repriye also mean the same thing and reference the same thing? So he says, no, Repriye calls them Ovis. And what's the definition of Ovis that is mentioned in the Torah? Now, if we say that Hezek should be called Mishmei Hezek, so it couldn't be called Ovis. So Repriye obviously agrees with Cheskiye, that Hezek should be called Mishmei Hezek. If Hezek should be called Mishmei Hezek, so then Midami is Chayim Midraise, Mi'arem is Chayim Midraise. So then there couldn't be any basis for distinguishing one from the other. So why does he mention 24 that he mentioned 23? So he says, so we have to say that Minasich means Minasich Mamish, not Miyare. This is how he explains it. This is how he explains it. Alright. But then there is a difficulty in the text. It's alright. But there is a difficulty because the Gemara here further, Tafei, so the Gemara says, Lei mekosova rebchie hezek sheninika lo ishme hezek vishme hezek hotone li nezek. So the Gemara gives a teret tone hezek edin ninkere vitone hezek edin ninkere. So in other words, the Gemara is saying we don't have to say that Rebchie agrees dafke with Rabbi Yechanan that hezek sheninika lo ishme hezek. Rebchie can agree with Cheskiye too. So the Rosh Nagmori is that Rebchie can agree with Cheskiye too. But according to the Yeshua, it's the other way around. He has to say like Cheskiye because he mentions all this. So how could Gemara the Machshin even say at one moment, Leime kosoma Rebchie hezek sheninika lo ishme hezek So in other words, so the Makshim assume, the Habamin of Gemara assume, that the Priya holds that Hezekiah Nigal lo Yishmeri. How can the Gemara say that? But he says, obviously, Zikin, and obviously, by definition, means that the Torah mentions that. So that's no kashe. That means that the Shema applies to something that is discussed in the Torah. The Shem Mazik is discussed in the Torah. But even according to Rabbi Yochanan, that Hezek Shenika Mishmei Hezek, so the Chiyuv of Mazik doesn't apply to a Hezek Shenika. But with Rabbanon it does apply. So with Rabbanon it comes under the same category, under the same heading of Mazik. So the heading of Mazik, the category of Mazik, is mentioned in the Torah. But not in every situation is Mechuyev Bedraise. As long as it comes under the category of which is mentioned in the Torah, even though it is a specific, it involves a specific situation where Midraise is put there, so you can still call him off. Otherwise, how could Gemara even for a moment say that Rav Priya must agree with Rav Yochanan? So the Teretz by the Yeshua is not so sound that the Teretz by the Yeshua. Now, but then there is another question. This is a relatively minor difficulty in Rashi. There is a much bigger difficulty in this Rashi. Rashi says, "Umnasech esayani lekeli meima shenitzchei b'yai nesach shezorak bei v'likomechaser loimide domazli ba'mit b'yai nesach shebei." So he is not in mazik altogether. He is not in mazik altogether. Now, so what's the pshat? He's not in mazik altogether. He's still a mazik. Why is he mazik? He mixed up, let's say, he poured in one piece of Yayin Eser into a chobies that had 100 rivis of Yayin Eser. So, Rashi says, that couldn't be. He's not a mazik, because, let's say, the price of the Yayin is a dollar, a revis yayin, so you can sell it to a boy, and it has 101 revis. So what should be the price? $101. So he'll tell the boy, I'll give it to you for $100. Not $101. So he's still a mazik, like this. So, alright, so he's not a mazik because, in other words, He was minaseich his own yayin. He was minaseich his own yayin. So he was minaseich his own yayin. But suppose he'll pour in. I mean, it doesn't make any difference whose yayin. In other words, he doesn't have any loss at all. He doesn't have any loss at all. So the question is. Alright. So in other words, he's not in mazik altogether. But the question is, so, Monefshech, why does Shmuel, so then the question arises, why does Shmuel say that Minasich means Me'arei? And Mishayim, the Mezit Hayomi, the Mishnah says. But there is no loss at all. So apparently, even though Shmuel applies it to a case of Me'arei, but there is a loss. There is a loss. So the Mashal says, so Bizule mit Chobit, bin kinai midam. Hai midam. So it's not that he's not a mazik. If he wouldn't be a mazik, because he can sell it to Nakul, let's say, and the price of one Revis Yai is, let's say, is $1. So he mixed, he poured in one Revis into a Chobit of 100 Revis Yai, Heta. So Mimele, he'll be able to sell the whole Chobit, but he will not be able to take $101, he'll take only $100. So then there is no loss at all, because after all, this extra Revis, he couldn't sell it anyway. It's also Banoi. Even if he will be married, even if the Mazik, let's say Ruben, was married the Revis Yayin Eser into Shimon's Chobit Yayin that had 100 Revis, let's say that the Revis, if the Revis belongs to Ruvain, so he's certainly not Mazik. But assuming that the Revis, Yayin Esach, also belong to Shimon. But he couldn't sell that Revis anyway. It's also Banoya Yayin Esach. So maybe he's no Mazik altogether. So how does Rav say that he is Chayev? That Rav explains and applies the Mishnah of Amitame, Vamidame, Vamnasich, Tamare? But there is no hefset. So obviously there is a minimum hefset. Why is there a minimum hefset? Because there is a law in economics that price is directly proportional to the demand. So if something can be used by Jews and non-Jews, so the demand is more. If the demand is higher, so then the price is higher. But yeah, something that has the tarubes of Yai Neser, so mainly Jew can buy it, only Goyim can buy it. So the demand is less. If the demand is less, the price is less. So Mimele, he reduces the price. So there is a hefset. But the hefset is not so big. So, but din putoki Mimeo, the answer is, this is what? So Shmuel says that Minasech means now. But then you ask, what kind of mazik is he? He can sell it and just deduct the price of the Revis Yayin Eser that he was Me'alei. So there is no hefset. There is hefset because it reduces the price, because it can only be used by hobby, not by Jews. So, but still is a mazik. So that's why it mentions, the Mishnah mentions Minasi. But the question is, Rav says, no. Rav says, I'm in Dame. Insofar as that minimum hefset is concerned, so that minimum hefset is already mentioned in the Aloha of Midame. Because what kind of a hefset is Midame? Also a small hefset. Because what does Midame mean? Let's say, Midame means, let's say, he had 90 Xesim of Chum, and then, or let's say 99 Xesim of Chum. 99 Xesim of Chum, because Trumo is bottled be after the May 101, but 100 not. So suppose one has in the bag, he has a 99 Xesim of Chum, and then another person is Midame, he's narrowing in excess with the 99 Xesim of Chum, one Kazayis of Trumo. Then a Zara cannot eat. Only if he will be married in a Kazayis of Trumo in 100 Xesim of Chum, so then Trumo is bottled by Echad Meir. But not the Meir, only by Echad Meir. So the Meir, suppose he had 99 Xesim of Chum, the Israel had 99 Xesim of Chum, Shimon had, and Ruben, so mixed in one kazayis of Chum. So it's not bottle, it's only bottle be'echo the mayor, not the mayor. So the mayor, it's the hezek is not the maximum hezek, it's only a minimum hezek, because he can still sell it to Ikeyan. Ikeyan is allowed. But since a Israel, a Zar cannot buy it, so the demand is less, so mainly the price will be reduced. So there is a minimum hefset. So insofar as letting us know that mazik is higher even for the minimum hefset that is caused by reducing the price as a result of the tarubes, by reducing the demand, thereby reducing the price, so is concerned. So that's already mentioned in Midame. This is how The Marshal explained, the Yishli Yashi Videha, the Hochekoma, the Lukum Haskina Manish, El Litzor, the Mecha Yisab Zuli Mikhovim, Vinkin Hainamidami. So, how does Shmuel explain it? So, Shmuel explains it, so the Yeshua says, because Shmuel agrees with Rabbi Yechanan. So it's only the Rabbanon. So Mimele, since it's only the Rabbanon, so the fact that the Mishnah tells us that for the minimum damage caused by Midame, he's higher, he does not necessarily mean that for the minimum damage caused by the Ma'ariv of Yai Neser, he's also higher. Because since it's only Knas Rabbanon, so then there might be a basis to be Mechalik. One Mazik from another Mazik. Mashim came, according to Rabchiye, since he counts them as obvious Nizikim, and obvious by definition means the Reise. In the Reise, it's not Shayach to be Mechalik between one kind of Mazik, another kind of Mazik. So, why does he have to mention that Midami separately and Minasa separately? So that's why Rashi says, Reb Chiye certainly means, by Minasa he means Minasa Mamash. Alright, because Reb Chiye obviously must agree with Chesed. So the Kashi is, again, the Pnei Yeshua. I just tried to explain, you see, the Pnei Yeshua and the Mashok. But the question is, again, the Pnei Yeshua. But the Gemara itself in the Hava Mineh wanted to say that Reb Chiye Davki agrees with Rabbi Yochanan, that is interesting to me. So the Gemara in the Talmud says that Reb Chiye could agree with Chesky also. But the Gemara doesn't say that he must agree with Chesky. So it's mashma from the Rosh Nagmore, from the Pashto Rosh Nagmore, that Reb Chiye could accord with Chesky and he could accord with Rabbi Yochanan too. But the question is, how could he accord with Rabbi Yechanan too, but he counts them as obvious. Obvious means mentioned the Torah. The answer is, as long as the heading, the category, is mentioned by the Torah, even though in a specific situation there is no chiyuv of mazik, so it can also be called off. And mazik midrabbanon cannot be called off. As long as midrabbanon it comes under the category of mazik, so mimele, he can be called up now, Reb Chiye. Yeah, alright. So, fine. So that's it, one kashi. Then there is a stronger kashi against the Pnei Yeshua. It's against Rashi, it's not against the Pnei Yeshua. It's against Rashi. But with the Pnei Yeshua Steretz, he doesn't explain the Rashi. Rashi says, Umnasech esayayin lekelimeima. So what does Rashi say in effect? That we couldn't say Mi'ari. Minasach couldn't mean Mi'ari. Because Mi'ari, so he's a minimum mazik. Alright, so let's explain it that way, the way the Pnei Yeshua explained it. He's a minimum mazik. And the minimum mazik, so it doesn't have to be mentioned separately. It's already mentioned in the mazik, in the item of Midam. Why is he minimum mazik? Because he can sell it to Nakum. Just deduct the price. Is that Allah is all? I ask you to go over that Mishnah, the machlekes between Tanekame and Rashim Gamliel. There is a machlekes between Tanekame and Rashim Gamliel. In Avizoga and Bedin, if somebody is Yari, pausing Yai Neser into a pair of Yai Neser. So Rashim Gamliel says he can sell it to Nakum, but deduct the price of the United States, which is of minimum value. And Tanekame says no. Tanekame says that he cannot sell to an Akum, even if he deducts from the price the value of the small quantity of the United States. It's a machlekes. And we passed him like Tanekame. So how can Rashi say that, which is only true according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, when the halacha is like Tanekame? That's a strong kashi. So Yaineser Shinof Alibeir, that I doubt him now. Yaineser Shinof Alibeir, what is the right time?
12:10.
What? 12:10. He cannot sell it to an Akum and deduct the price. Rab Shimon Eimer Yimocher Kulei Levichovim Chutz Midi Yaineser Shevei. אמר רב נחמן, הלוך למעשה, יין נסר, יין ביין עושר. חובייס בחובייס מותר, סתם יין, אפילו יין ביין מותר. So it's very remarkable here. It would sound paradoxical, you see. Rashi explains this Gemara of Chatriye, on the basis of the premise that when Yain Nesach is in Sari with Yain Heter, then he can still sell it enough, but he has to deduct the price of that small quantity of Yain Nesach. So in other words, if it's 101 reviyates, so he takes the price for 100 reviyates, not for 101 reviyates. That's all he has to do. That would be true according to whom? That would be true according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, not according to the Tanakhama. How do we pasken? Halach lemaise, yain nesach, yain v'yain nosach. Yain nesach. So you cannot deduct the price of the small quantity of yain nesach. Same nesach. So in other words, Rashi's pshat here does not accord with halach lemaise. But Shmuel, if Shmuel had pasken like Tanakhama, if Shmuel had pasken like Tanakame, then we could say that the reason is why Shmuel says in Gittin that Minasich means Narei, and but so the question arises, Narei, so then the Hefzed is a minimum Hefzed, if it had been true that Shmuel paskins like Tanakame, so then you could say, all right, Rashi here is not difficult, because Shmuel paskens like Tanakame, whereas we pasken like Shin Gamliel. So that's why Rashi wants to explain Rav Chiya Liv Nilchus, whereas Shmuel paskens like Tanakame. But it happens that the reverse is the truth. Shmuel dafke paskens like Shin Gamliel. So Shmuel, who passed us like Rav Shimon Gamliel, so according to Shmuel, we could say that Miari doesn't involve any real damage. So Davke Shmuel, who could say that Miari doesn't involve any real damage. So he, Davke, says that Minasich means Miari, even though it involves only minimum absence. And we pass, Alibi de Yilche say, so Miari involves a real damage, not minimum damage, but real damage. Because according to Tanakame, if a person will pour one of these yayin into a chobies of yayin heter that has 1,000 or 10,000 revis yayin heter, so then he will not be able to sell the whole chobies. He might lose thousands of dollars. So and we pass like that, like Tanakame. So on the contrary, Alibi de Hilka said, we certainly could explain in Minasich in the sense of Miari, because it's not a question of minimum damage. So it's very strange, it sounds paradoxical. Shmuel, who could have used that longness of Rashi, because Shmuel passed the Rav Shimon Gamliel. So Shmuel doesn't say it, and Shmuel Davke explains the Mishnah of Minasich in the sense of Miari. Even though Miari, according to Shmuel, involves minimum damage. And we who pass like Tanakame, so Miari involves not minimum damage, but maximum damage. So Rashi says, no, Rav Chiya couldn't have reference to Miari, because Miari it involves very minimal damage. But the halacha is like Tanakame, so it involves maximum damage. Maximum damage. So why couldn't it mean the Ari just as Nasim? So that's very difficult. That's a very strong kashi against Rashi. So I ask you, because of that, I ask you to go over the Gemara that I am giving. not this involves a near fiyanesa, but I think it will shed light on our Rashi. Da'afayim gimom la'afayes to go over the whole Gimel. Ya'inesech oseh al-veisa b'chol shu. Ya'in b'yayin u'mayin b'mayin b'chol shu. Ya'in b'mayin u'mayin b'yayin b'nesita. Now, since we don't know in every case how much does it have to be in order, if there is shishin, so then we know, then we can take it for granted that he doesn't give it up. But if there is no shishin, so sometimes it gives it up, sometimes it doesn't give it up. So really, we require shishin in all situations. But the purpose of shishin is that it should be so little that it shouldn't be able to give a tam yisrael in the talmud. So the aloha that is mentioned in the Mishnah, right? This in Kol HaTerek Kolei. So bein min b'minei, bein min shalom b'minei is bottle shishin. But yayin eserach is chomo, because of kum b'dav yizore. So yayin eserach is chomo and it tassas b'mashu. Even if there is shishin in the yayin heter, neged the yayin eserach, let's say, suppose you pour, you mix one revis of yayin eserach with 60 revis of yayin heter, so it's still osa. It's still osa banoi. Not only b'siyeh, but it's osa banoi. Because yayin eserach, not midraisi, midraisi, of course it's bottle below min b'minei. But with Rabbonon, so Shon is so in his bottle of shishi with Rabbonon, min b'minei. And Yain Neseach, it has as the mash. Min Shalom b'minei, Yain b'mayi.
Shur Yudzayin, Bava Kama,